The Bomb, 2021. This is a kind of a long story because this wine represents a specific valley in Stellenbosch. Our whole Bordeaux portfolio works as follows. So we've got a wine called Empire, more of a rustic, more rustic, more deep color, kind of textured Bordeaux blend. It could be anything from Cab, Merlot, Cab Franc, Malbec, and Petit Verdot, any of those varieties. It's based on old school Stellenbosch wine. You can see it in the way the label is designed as well. And that represents the whole of Stellenbosch. So it's not just one particular vineyard. It's not connected to any vineyard. It's a blend of whatever we feel is representative of that specific vintage. Then lots of wineries has got like a blend, and then they've got single vineyards of the components that went into that wine. So what we do when it comes to Bordeaux stuff is we looked at the Helderberg. We've got really strong connections on the Helderberg, and we've been doing wines for a long time from there. So we connected our components that go into Empire to specific farms, and we decided to make farm specific wines, not vineyard specific wines. So we have single farm wines, and there are quite a few of them. One of them is called The Bomb, and The Bomb actually started with a fascination of the Blauwklippen Valley many years ago. And when I was third year in university, I arrived at the cellar de Trafford wines, and that day I realized that in wine, like my brother's a filmmaker, so he needs the newest technology to make films. So he needs to renew his technology, cameras, editing equipment every year to be able to do his job. Where in wine and food, we've got the advantage that we don't need the newest technology to make the best wines in the world. So great wines were made 200 years ago. So basically, if we use a press that's 40 years old, we are supposed to make the best. We can still make the quality that we want to. So we invested, and when I came to the Trafford, I looked at what David Trafford were doing, and he was focusing on two things. He was focusing on top quality farming and grapes as a raw product, and he was focusing on the vessels he made the wines in, and that was basically it. Everything in between, his presses, his pumps, everything was kind of old school equipment. And then I realized, listen, if he can do that, I can also rig a winery for relatively low cost and focus on two things: find the best grapes and pay the most money you can for grapes, and buy the best barrels, best tanks, best amphoras, cement, egg-shaped fermenters than money can buy. And then you can actually start a winery. So then I obviously drank a lot of Blauwklippen Road wines, and I realized that the wines for me personally were always very different in that valley. The wines are slightly bigger. The tannin structure is a coarse tannin for me, like almost like a chunky tannin. And then as the years go on, in 2011, I decided to venture into that valley, and I had a really good connection there, or still have that connection. And the very first wine from that valley was a wine that I wanted to call Midnight Call. The wine was in bottle, not labeled, and a guy came to me and just knocked on the door and said, listen, he's from Germany, he wants to taste wine from me. So he sat down, I poured him a couple of wines, and he walked out and said he wants to buy a pallet of that and a pallet of that. So he was an importer, and I was quite surprised. I thought he was just a regular consumer. So there was this one wine, it was unlabeled, he loved the wine, it was quite a big chunky wine, and he said to me, listen, he wants to buy this Midnight Call wine. So I said, it's fine. He took a pallet, he left, and when he left, I had the wine analyzed, and it came back at a pretty high alcohol. And I realized that, listen, this wine is not, the name doesn't suit the style of the wine. So I phoned him up and said, listen, I can't call your wine Midnight Call anymore. I'm going to call it The Bomb, because this is a bomb. And he said he's happy with The Bomb. And since then, 2011, we've been making the wine. The guys in Germany just love it, so they take up the bulk of it. But the wine represents the Blauwklippen Road, and it's got that same tannin structure that I pick up in other wines. It's Cabernet, Cab Franc, and Petit Verdot, and it's just a an example of what the Blauwklippen Road can do. If you drive from Somerset West to Stellenbosch, as you enter Stellenbosch at the engine garage, Paradise Kloof, you turn right there and you head up that valley when you get to Waterford, or Dornier, you turn left into the valley and you carry on with that road until you pretty much get to the Trafford. That's where the grapes are from. Yeah, the grapes grow, the Cabernet and the Petit Verdot grow on the Helderberg side of the valley, the Helderberg mountain side of the valley, and the Cab Franc grows on the opposite side of the valley on the Stellenbosch Mountains. And just a quick note, it is June and it's been raining, the most rain we've ever had in this area in Stellenbosch. And I've been driving on the road, I came from the Swartland now and I'm driving in a lot of rain. So it sounds like there's a slight disturbance or as I record, but it's rain on the windscreen of the car. So I just wanted to mention that.